I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good Friday afternoon, everybody. Hello. Woo! Howdy. Good to be with you today. A long week.
Oh, I'm so happy it's Friday.
Raiders and Chiefs on Sunday at 3:25, I believe.
It was the same length as every other week.
Well, not my weeks.
No, yours was only 4 days.
As long as your week felt, my week felt 1 day shorter, but still super long.
Well, that was me last week where I was saying on Friday that it didn't feel like a long week, and it was because I had Monday off.
And what's crazy is you guys, like, I'm not a big Halloween person, you know that, but, like, we're knocking at the door now of Thanksgiving. Like, I'm starting to see actual countdowns that give me hives. It rained last night. The colors today outside are stunning. Mm-hmm. Did you get caught in the 35-second monsoon that was that line that went through?
No, Dana, like in any good tornado that rolls through my backyard, I was almost fast asleep.
I mean, I don't get scared by thunder, you know, obviously not. I'm a grown man. And it went from, like, it wasn't even raining. It was barely cloudy outside. Right? I was standing on my balcony and the thunder hit so aggressively that I jumped out of my skin for about a half a second.
It was so good, and I was so happy, but...
Thought you were a man.
I hate to be the old person here, because this is what old people sit around and talk about. It came through so fast, and the ground is so dry, I think it just all ran off. Like, any rain will take, but it's so dry, and that thing just... In, what, 2 minutes... It was
again,
over.
Again, Dana, I don't know.
What time did you go to bed?
We get
8 o'clock.
No, that's not true, Samuel. We get into bed shortly after 8 o'clock.
God.
That's not true. Oh, wait, it's 8 o'clock.
We were at dinner.
She works early in the morning and has to drive all the way up to Leavenworth. And once the alarm goes off, I cannot go back to sleep.
Yeah. I hadn't even gotten home from the gym yet.
Home from buffing up the guns. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Can't ban these guns.
He was buffing his guns. That's exactly what he was doing.
Pumping iron, baby.
Come and get him, Obama.
That's right. Cut him off.
Do you work out with earbuds in tell everyone around you, back off, I'm not in the mood for conversation?
Everybody at the gym does
that. I actually leave one earbud in, the other earbud out, on the off chance that, I don't know, an emergency happens.
Wait
I don't
a minute.
Know why.
How do you do that? Because when I put my earbud in, if I take the other one out, and I don't call them... AirPods. They're earpods or earbuds because they go in your ear. But if I take one out, it shuts everything off.
I'm not fancy enough to have AirPods, so I use the old run-of-the-mill cheap.
I can't keep a pair of sunglasses for more than about 6 days. I have never invested in expensive AirPods. I would lose. They're tiny.
I don't think they're that expensive.
The package is tiny. I have an old pair that belonged to one of my sons. And on the rare event that I feel like I need those, I use their pair.
The pair that I use, I got from Quick Trip 7 years ago.
Bingo. I'm so old, I still like the cord that goes with them because I feel like I am less likely to lose it if it's corded. But I know that makes me look older than I sound right now.
They are kind of expensive, aren't they?
Oh, they're crazy expensive.
I can't use the cord. The cord drives me nuts. I'd rather go without.
Now, in fairness, I did not pay for my AirPods. Somebody else bought them for me.
Yeah. I have to have AirPods. Well,
somebody in Western Shawnee right now.
She used to live in Western Shawnee, but doesn't anymore.
You retained custody of the AirPods.
When I was told that the dream was over, I hid them.
You know what Bill Burr calls those? Have you not seen? This is one of the cleanest things he's ever said, but he is talking, or is it Sebastian Maniscalco? It's Sebastian Maniscalco. In one of his stand-ups, he's calling the guy next to him who's got the water bottle, the keys, the wallet, on the treadmill, and he goes, and then he puts in the little bitch buds.
The little bitch buds.
The little bitch buds.
Is it rude to listen to your own music at the gym?
No.
I thought everybody did that.
That's what... We all should be
now. I don't listen
doing.
To music.
You listen. What do you listen to?
like a podcast or the radio.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've got to listen to angry music. Usually when I'm at the gym, I'm angry.
If I listen to music, I end up dancing between each set, and you get a lot of weird looks.
Time out. Dancing at the that gym. Went right past you. You're now going to a gym?
No, she's not.
We have a couple of options in that realm. There's one in my new space where I live.
Have you visited it?
I've toured it.
Or have you looked at it?
I've toured it.
Okay. So you've walked through it, which in and of itself is a bit of exercise.
Dip the toe in the water of touring the gym. And then we have a massive gym that we belong to, but that, you know, that you've got to drive there. And
oh, my gosh.
That's a non-starter for Dana. And now that the pickleball season is over, which ended last week, and we took third, by the way, I am going to start working out in the off season because, you know, not getting any younger.
I would like to highlight the fact that she said she dipped her toe in the water of touring the gym. Which means correct. She didn't even walk into
so
the gym.
So you looked through the window into
you
the gym.
You gotta ease me into that space.
She said, yep, that's workout equipment. That's, all right.
So that is what a dumbbell looks like.
I see it. I'm not feeling it. But thank you. It's here if I need it.
Which one's the barbell?
So are you going to start working out?
Yeah, over the winter.
I don't even know who you are.
I know. I am. I mean, not daily. Let's slow your roll. But I think a couple times a week, I'll go lift weights. I like lifting.
I would set
Would you do the treadmill?
No. I hate cardio. Hate.
Huh. I would set your mind to going every day. And then when you go 3 days a week, you can be happy about it. But if you set your mind to 3 days a week, I can assure you, you're going to go 0 days a week.
Okay. I got you.
As someone who had to build up.
I'm now following all of Sam's advice because he's the one that told me to watch Bad Monkey, which, by the way, we watched again last night. Funniest show I have seen in such a long time, I cannot even tell you.
Not drinking water.
Yeah, how's the water going?
I have some water here.
Let me see.
It's in that cup.
Why don't you hand it to me?
Yeah. I put some ice in that sucker yesterday and drank some of it. I'm getting better.
Let's see how full this Kiewit Yeti is.
Drank some of that yesterday. Started taking calcium.
Oh, nice.
Why is it red?
I put that little squirt red stuff in it.
She drank half of the Yeti.
You know how bad that's supposed to be for you. I'm sure it's bad for you.
You might as well drink your Diet Pepsi.
Even if I put a little squirt of that Mio water stuff in there?
It's never a little squirt.
We'll figure it out.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.